This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
They just called the front desk and they said they wanted Mike Lindell's number. I'm guessing they wanted the number to get a incredible book from Crack Addict, the CEO. So I'm going to say that one more time, nice and slow here. It's $9.97, and it's Life Lessons a Go-Go for business, for addictions, for just understanding how special this guy is. And every penny that $9.97 goes into the fight for election integrity, for sunshine on what's happening in this endeavor, and also has gone to addiction help. The Lindell Recovery Network's amazing. Here's that number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. You could also go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and get that deal. Do me a favor. Don't just buy one book. Buy two, three, four, five, ten. Share with people you know. Share with people in your family. It's a great story about persevering. It really is. It's a good life story. All right. So before the break, we had a fellow talking about unity. And saying we need more of it. And, you know, we need to unite families, not just Republicans and Democrats. He's very right. This is a very, very challenging time. There's no doubt about that. So what does unity look like? Here's my deal on unity. As I said earlier, Joe Biden's been really good about talking about unity, but he's shown no... I mean, he talks about unity in one breath, and he talks about impeachment in the next over something we know is ridiculous. The only reason they're even pursuing that is they hope they can take Donald Trump out of the 2024 race. So it's pure politics. Is all it is, in my mind. What does real unity look like? And do you agree we need unity? Unity's never bad. And I think there's going to be a time when we, as whatever you want to call yourself, Trump supporters, MAGA Nation, you feel like you've been in the forgotten American category, Trump supporters, you're going to have a fair amount of the spiking of the football by the left and putting in your face, okay? And I see that on the Capitol steps right now in this inaugural. I mean the swagger of everybody from Adam Schiff to Chuck Schumer to, you know, you name it, Kamala Harris. Oh, man, she is the deal. Just ask her, right? So there's quite the swagger going on there. They'll have that. I don't know how you have that and then claim to be about unity. But there's going to be that crowd. I think there's the other crowds that are just tired of the fighting and the constant bashing of Trump and he's perfect there. Listen to CNN. I'm going to go to the calls here in 1 minute. John in Fargo is there. Where's my first-time caller? Is that John? Tim in Fargo, Don in Minot, Charles in Carrington. Again, if you're a first-time caller, please, 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 when Daniel answers the phone, say, I am a first-time caller. So then he'll tell me that you are. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Listen to CNN this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this garbage, too. And they perpetuate it. Listen.
The economy is in a really terrible state. People are dying every day. The vaccine isn't being distributed as efficiently as it should be. This is the reality that President Trump is leaving as you see him now boarding Air Force One.
Yeah, I think that was COVID that has taken a dent on the economy. Amazingly enough, it is still doing very well because of the foundation it had. And people like CNN forget that. But guess what? AOC... actually said, AOC, who's really the Speaker of the House right now, right? She's the de facto Speaker of the House because Nancy Pelosi is scared to death of this woman, okay? She's proposed $2,000 a month until COVID is wiped off the face of the earth. Just give everybody $2,000 a month and life will be better. Hmm. What did that do to the economy? What did that do to the Federal Treasury? Think about that a minute. This is what they're going to push, folks. This is what they're going to do. Get ready for it. More of CNN that I think you're sick of.
With Melania Trump.
The 45th president of the United States and First Lady Melania Trump waving goodbye to the country. He leaves with the lowest approval ratings of any president after one term in the history of scientific polls.
Says who?
Oh, in the history of scientific polls. By the way, Trump's within 1 point of when he walked in the door in the approval ratings. Look what they've thrown at him. Not to mention, what's his name? Snarky there at CNN. Have you seen the approval rating he has with Republicans? It's been in the 90s. It's at 87%. That's quite a range of political philosophy.
Look, the anointed queen is waving.
Why do you think she's queen?
She's anointed the queen.
Do you think Kamala's Kamala?
She will be the queen.
Yeah, all right. We're giving you a little play-by-play blog here that the vice president-elect of the United States, who will become vice president in 49 minutes, is now taking to the Capitol steps for the inaugural. Next will be Joe Biden. I hope he doesn't trip on the steps. I do worry about Joe. He had a tough time getting up the steps on the other side of the Capitol. Did you see that? And steps and the rug. I know the whole thing. Anyway, more CNN.
Polling.
Melania Trump also leaving with the lowest approval rating of any first lady in the history of polling. Which is
By the way, more class in her pinky finger than this liberal fake news individual on CNN right now.
Remarkable thing.
Despite being snubbed, despite having to endure a speech from the man he beat that barely alluded to him and to the challenges that he, Joe Biden, will face, that he obviously did the right thing in waiting, and this is going to be Joe Biden's day.
They didn't get the unity memo. They didn't get the unity memo there at CNN. I don't know. Folks, we have to be happy warriors. We have to really be happy warriors in this. I would tell you discouragement is of the devil. It is dark. It is, you know, I know there's people today that are very, very discouraged, wondering where their country is going. I am, too, wondering where the country is doing. But I'm not choosing discouragement for that. I'm choosing to be a happy warrior in all this. Joe Biden is a creation of the swamp. He was propped up because they were worried that Bernie Sanders would get there and then AOC would be VP and then things would really go off the rails. But they're socialism light. And you know what? They promised the moon. They promised all kinds of things. They got a huge fight amongst themselves. This is no picnic. And at some point, we'll know the true, fair outcome of this election.
What's scary, Scott? I just want to ask you one thing on that.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's scary to me is that later today, with executive orders in his pen, he is going to undo more great policies and things that Trump put in place. And he'll do it before the end of the day today.
On some things, I'm going to wait and see. If he doesn't touch DAPL, but does touch Keystone XL Pipeline, I think there's a part of the Biden folks that know we can't go Obama nutso here. We can't go totally the other way. And we'll listen to them. We'll throw them a little bone every now and then. Watch that very closely. If he does an executive order only on Keystone XL Pipeline and does not go Obama, Standing Rock Sioux, radical, on DAPL, as that continues to play out in the courts, then he's getting the memo.
He's pulling all the border wall construction.
I don't think
all the diverted money.
He can't pull it. He can try and stop it. He can send signals to people to come. But the wall that they built is there. Will he try to stop any more wall? Yeah. Well, then he owns the rush at the border. So we're going to fight smart through this. I'm not going Pollyanna on Biden. I'm just saying, let's just watch and see, and let's do it as happy warriors. John in Fargo wants to combat what's happening. What does that mean? Combat what's happening. Tell me more, John.
Well, here's where I view things when President Trump told us to stand and fight. He didn't mean to pick up your assault rifle and storm the Capitol. He didn't he didn't come out and tell you to go in and haul the members of Congress you disagree with out and hang them high. What he has been saying for 4 years, and people aren't listening, and this applies to the stimulus check, AOC with this garbage of, $2,000 a week. Let me explain something to you people and listen closely. My dad is a 38-year-old career retired member of the Treasury Department. $10,000 a week until this is over, a hamburger at McDonald's is going to cost you $45. It'll be inflation spiraling out of control, and it'll sneak up on you. But the other thing that Donald Trump talked about long and hard, and people ignored for 4 years, who is our enemy? Whose finger is potentially highly involved with the failed election? China. Now, y'all got your stimulus checks, and the first thing you did was go out and help China build up its military. Because you know what? The money you send to China doesn't go to the working class person down on the assembly line. It goes to his boss, and his boss gives the majority of his stuff to stay in favor with the party to the party. Thus, why China is on the move, why China is growing exponentially from a military standpoint and a technology standpoint as well, because they have the money to start buying that technology.
Yeah, you're saying it very well, John. Up against the break here, so I got to go. But China's the enemy. China's the enemy, and we believe they interfered in the election and sent this virus here. Remember that. That's the enemy.
Brian Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
America. 4 years ago, we launched a great national effort to rebuild our country, to renew its spirit, and to restore the allegiance of this government to its citizens. In short, we embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. as I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do.
He sure did.
Our communities will flourish.
Yep.
Our people will be prosperous.
Yes.
Our traditions will be cherished.
Right.
Our faith will be strong. And our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
The farewell from Donald Trump, who is landed now in Florida and is still president for another 40 minutes. The ceremony at the Capitol steps has begun. If you are interested in the welcome by Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and the other things, Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri, speaking here shortly, and then, of course, you'll have other speakers at noon, the oath of office and the president, 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden, will take to the podium. You can listen to 970 WDAY. And check that out because it is being broadcast there. We are choosing to continue with normal programming on AM 1100 because there's so many callers that want to talk to us. I want to tell you a little bit about ndpetroleumfoundation.org. It's the website for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, rather. It highlights a lot about communities across North Dakota that see the big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. And the state's oil and natural gas industry has made that happen. You're going to hear a lot about the Legacy Fund in the coming days. There was a big investment strategy announced for that yesterday to keep more of that in North Dakota. That comes from oil, just so you know. Not all of it, but most of it comes from oil and gas. So North Dakota oil and natural gas is advancing the possibilities of all that. And while those coffers aren't as full as they once were, there still is great possibilities there. There really is. And just on another note, Monday, I think, there was a bill announced that would make North Dakota less competitive for the oil and gas industry. And some things coming from people that own the oil, so I have great respect for the royalty owners, but we got to be smart here. The federal government is going to come down on the oil and gas industry like unlike anything we've ever seen. In fact, day one, Keystone XL pipeline, cut it! Trump put it in place. They moved the needle. What are they doing? Cutting it. They are going to open up an onslaught. We're going to have to fight like the Dickens just to stay in the same place. The last thing we need to do is have a bill in the state of North Dakota that is going to make North Dakota less competitive. Let the feds do that, even though it's the wrong thing to do. You know what I'm saying? One other thing before we go back to the phones. For many, the next however many years that Joe Biden is president, and judging by how he walked down those steps just now, I pray nothing ill whatsoever for Joe Biden. He's the president of the United States. I love the United States. I want a president to succeed and do well in maintaining what the founding fathers envisioned for America. That's the key, not what the swamp wants. But however long he's there, or Kamala Harris behind him, or the next the president, that brings some stress to people. Donald Trump presided over a battle. And when you are waging battle with the president, it's stressful. Now there's a lot of discouragement. I want to give you the antidote to all that. I want you to think a little bit about how you can turn off Fox, turn off CNN, turn it off, and just remember the genius of America, the exceptionalism of America, who had good presidents and bad presidents, who've had a swamp in Washington, D.C., who've had pandemics before, and we have battled through them. We have been that buffalo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 later today is installing a sauna at the Hennon House. It is the number one wellness product on the planet Earth. Whole lot of benefits, boosts your immune system, your white blood cells, prevents illness, a lot of good, and a lot more good beyond that. You'll sit in a sauna 20 minutes, you see all the gunk come out of your, you know, you're sweating out that stuff. You're inducing a fever, essentially, which is, again, the body's way of taking on bad stuff. So do like I do. Make your New Year's resolution something that can make a difference in a wellness box for you and your family. A sauna purchase from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, on the expressway by Walmart, Grand Forks, in front of the Grand Cities Mall, and in West Fargo, a little bit west of West Acres. Just follow 13th. You'll find them. All right? First-time caller Cheryl in Halliday. What's on your mind, Cheryl?
Hi, Scott. I do have a question and a couple little observations. I'm not listening to the inauguration, so. I just wanted to say my sister and I took the D.C. trip in 2018 with you, and I'm so thankful we did because I don't know that that city will ever be the same anymore. And then one other thing, and I hope I can say this on the air. The other day you were asking about a different word for weenies. I myself use ballless wonders, if you can see that, you know. And then I have a question. I don't know if you have any idea or if you can find out. Is North Dakota, are we invested in big tech stocks?
We are. Yep, we are.
Okay, so I was reading that there's a number of states that are divesting and going to something else.
They are. Yep, you're right. And there is an effort to do that in North Dakota as well. We'll have a member of the legislature on soon to talk about it. I've heard both sides of this argument that the better way to go after them, even Wayne Stengen's working on a thing, a Facebook on an antitrust thing, than divesting. But that's kind of why we're doing this legacy fund, to say let's take a piece of those earnings and let's put them in North Dakota things, and then, you know, how the market has played out. I'm of the same opinion. You know, they do this to us. Right? I mean, look at what Dakota Access Pipeline put up with. They go after their banks and say, you are putting an evil pipeline, so we're going to divest of everything to do with your pipeline. I believe Facebook and big tech in general are not doing things in the best interest of the United States of America and the people. For me, I think it's terrible. So I'd love to see North Dakota do it, but it is a little more complicated than just saying we're done. But I'm going to dig into that in the coming weeks, Cheryl, so I appreciate you bringing it up. Also appreciate that you came along with us. I had, you know, lifelong memories and friends that have come out of those trips. We've done New York. We've done Norway. We've done Hawaii to the Pearl Harbor Memorial. We're going to do some more Norway. And when Washington, D.C. becomes anything other than a town under siege with boarded up windows and restaurants and a very sad, sad state of affairs because of the city burning and all the crazy riots and the pandemic and all the ways we've destroyed restaurants when you don't need to destroy restaurants. They're not responsible for the spread of COVID anyway. When we get over that long nightmare, Cheryl, we'll go back. Constitution's still there. And, you know, those documents that are so precious, we'll still fight for them. So God bless you. Glad you called. Thank you so much. Charles in Carrington, you're first to go. We'll go to South Dakota after that. Lines open. If you're a first-time caller, let Daniel know. 701-258-0550.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 46th president is sworn into office today, big tech and censorship has many Americans worried. Republican strategist Chris Prudhomme tells Fox News all voices need to be heard.
Whatever occurs, people have to understand this is America. This is about freedom. People have no right to tell someone whether their thoughts are on an election process, on life, on values. It is your right as an American to say what you want, to feel how you feel, and you can't take that away from them.
The inauguration in Washington is mainly funded by NBC's Comcast, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, and Amazon. British billionaire Richard Branson's satellite launching company successfully sent a rocket into space for the first time Sunday following a failed attempt last year. The California-based firm's Launcher One rocket flew into Earth's orbit from over the Pacific Ocean and dropped off 10 satellites for NASA's Launch Services program. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On your mind, the invocation by Reverend Leo Jeremiah Donovan III is happening right now. That's one of the things the president-elect does, is select a pastor to give the invocation. They're doing that now. 28 minutes until Donald Trump is no longer president and Joe Biden is sworn in. The Capitol grounds, normally jammed with people, looks like, what does it look like? How would you describe what it looks like? It looks like people don't like each other very much. And you're at a park, and their park bench is like kind of 20 feet away, 20 feet away, 10 feet away. And
to me, it looks like the biggest Joe Biden rally ever held.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Probably is.
Although there's no people there.
Yeah.
By people, I mean like real people. From, you know, it's just like
swampy people.
Kind of people, you know, there's no, it's sad. I can't even say that that's an inaugural, and they've done it by their own choosing. But it is what it is. Okay, Charles, right after Terry, because he's a first-time caller, calling from Highway 2. Hello, Terry. Glad you're a first-time caller. What's on your mind?
Just want to say that I love your station. Go North Dakota. Go Mike Lindell. Everybody needs to band together. We need to change the voting in every state, ID only. I'm frustrated.
I am too. You know when they say
inauguration.
Sorry, say that one more time, Terry.
I said I'm frustrated. I reject the inauguration. I refuse to listen to it. I refuse to listen to any of his speeches, anything he has to say. I don't believe that he's wanting to unite the country. It will become worse before it gets better.
Joe Biden needs a speech today that leaves America believing he is actually a president seeking unity.
I think too many people already understand what's in store. I think too many people realize that he can, you know, paint all our behinds all he wants, but we know what the agenda is. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's why I would just, you know, sort of do like he did with give his agenda. Lay out his agenda. I mean, that's what presidents do. Don't fake it and tell me you're for unity because you're not. Joe Biden could surprise me in this speech. We could maybe actually hear something that leads us to believe that he means that, and to sort of not just extend an olive branch, but really say, look, this has been a tough time on Republicans. This has been a tough time on Democrats, and I'm going to truly unite the country. And here's how I'm going to do it. Now, by the way, if uniting the country includes something you brought up earlier, the vote. How do we know the vote is sank? If I were Joe Biden, I'd say, we're going to unite the country. We're going to go back to paper ballots. We're going to find a way to come to a compromise with Republicans on voter ID. That would be real change. And by the way, voter ID when you can use the machines to cheat really doesn't matter anyway. So he can still hope he can use the machines, I guess, and look like he's actually doing something that would unify the country.
There you go.
Yeah, that's one issue.
Because
yeah.
when you put that paper ballot into the machine, it can still turn your vote.
But you know what? If he does any of that, Speaker AOC, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left, Nancy Pelosi and all, they flip out. See, he is a man in a box. He's a man in a box. That's good for us conservatives. That's good for us who believe the founding fathers and their vision for America, where, by the way, elections are run by states, not by federal governments. And that is the sad part of this election. Mike Lindell says it will come out. We will know it. And then it'll say a lot.
I'm absolutely praying.
We are for sure.
Come out so that we can change the system.
Who is this woman coming down the steps now? Is this like the person that's going to sing?
That's Gaga.
No, it isn't.
That's Lady Gaga.
She's got this ginormous, like, Mary
yeah,
Poppins.
Who cares?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's her.
She's going to the Kentucky Derby.
Is that a dove or an eagle on her top there? It's, by the way, it's about the size of a football, which is a little odd. You know, usually you put a little pin there.
It's a dove.
She's the last one to descend the steps. She could have already been sitting there. She's got a gold microphone and something, I don't know what that hair deal is. She's got a smirky smile on her face. Should Lady Gaga, I got to be giving the singing. Is that, turn it up a second. I don't know what she's singing here.
Hey, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming whose broad stripes and bright
the best part of today, as in the song, as in the national anthem and the Star Spangled Banner, when people sing that tend to want us to think more about who they are, I get a little queasy. But that's a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. I can't say anything bad about it.
Oh, she's a great entertainer.
But it does signal something that Hollywood and pop culture are going to play a role as well.
When it comes to everything else, you should just shut up and sing, though.
Right. I mean, unity,
shut up and act.
Unity is not going to come from Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And this, the thing she said she's done, she's got this ridiculous outfit on. I mean, I never really comment on you know, what anybody wears, because who am I? I dress like a bozo. But, I mean, that looks like a Disney character. I don't even know why would you... She has this... Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter, I guess. But that was good. I did like that. How about that?
All you can hope for is that she understands and feels the words that she's singing.
True. She looked like she did, and I think if we can't unite behind the flag and recognize this, it's bad to kneel for it at football games and dishonor those that have served this country, or when you sing it, recognize it. I don't know what you know. It's really, really, really sad. But anyway.
I find it very ironic that we would allow somebody to exercise that right, but we don't allow them to exercise the freedom of speech any longer.
True that. Terry, thank you. Glad you called, and please call again. Charles in Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Charles.
Hello?
Charles? Yeah, go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, this is Charles.
Yeah, I got you.
I've been kind of wondering. Trump gave all his money to all his wages to Veterans Administration, didn't he?
I don't remember. I think he did a different charity like every few months or something, but a lot of vets' causes for sure, absolutely. And by the way, Donald Trump did that not just as president. He has a long history of incredible generosity towards veterans and veterans groups long before he was at the White House and called Trump Tower home. So, yep.
Well, my deal is that I think they're going to try to destroy Trump by with his finances and everything else. They're going to try to take him down. And that's his whole organization. What I would like to see is that 75 million plus people that voted for Trump to send him $1. I would like to see that.
That's interesting. The Trump faithful, yeah, just to say thanks for the sacrifice. He did lose about $2 billion right. in value in his company, $2 billion as a result of being president. And
if you can afford to get rid of other stocks and buy Trump stocks, that would be appreciable, too.
It's a good idea. We had to show our support because to him, America was worth it. And you hear Donald Trump, he's not going anywhere. Listen to this. Listen if you think this sounds like somebody that's going somewhere, Charles.
We revitalized our alliances and rallied the nations of the world to stand up to China like never before. We obliterated the ISIS caliphate and ended the wretched life of its founder and leader, al-Baghdadi. We stood up to the oppressive Iranian regime and killed the world's top terrorist, Iranian butcher Qasem Soleimani. We recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. As a result of our bold diplomacy and principled realism, we achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars.
No new wars. I think what he's describing there is, number one, what he's done, and also that he's going nowhere, Charles. He's going to take those accomplishments, those victories as president, and continue to be a force from outside. And guess what? He knows where every bone is buried in that swamp. He knows more than has been said. Probably 10% of what he knows has been said. That's very dangerous. So to the earlier caller's point, yeah, trust me on this one thing. This is a guy that's going to be under attack for many, many reasons. No doubt about it. Who's coming now? What is with this Hollywood parade here?
That's solid. J-Lo.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to sing America the Beautiful or something else, I'm sure. And yeah.
Couldn't they just get people with nice voices that don't have political agendas?
Oh, no. Got to bring all the fan bases around.
Charles, anything else you want to say with a little Carrington wisdom for us?
Well, I'd just like to say that maybe it's time that we shouldn't ask Trump for what he can do for us, but what we can do for him. I would appreciate people to think about that.
That's a good plan. And again, that's unity. That's unity. And let's think about what real unity is and how we can use it for the greater good of this country. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, got about 45 seconds. It is all yours. Go.
Hey, fellas, happy Wednesday. I'm all for unity. If unity means unity under the law, under the rule of law, I don't think that's what Joe Biden means when he uses that word, though.
I agree with you, Ryan. I don't think that's what he means. He could. I mean, I'm going to give him a chance. If he says I'm all for unity and healing and all of that, show me. Don't tell me, because I think the biggest downfall of the Obama administration was the guy could talk. The guy could give a savvy speech. He loved talking about himself and I, way more than Donald Trump did. But guess what? It was all talk. It was never any action behind the talk. So Joe Biden can be different. And we just got to wait and see. Things take time. Tom and Mandan, a first-time caller, when we come back.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems, the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S., is locally owned and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Right now at Gateway Building Systems, take advantage of discounts on rock solid bins, grain dryers, and aeration systems. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans should take tremendous satisfaction in all that we have achieved together. It's incredible. Now, as I leave the White House, I have been reflecting on the dangers that threaten the priceless inheritance we all share. As the world's most powerful nation, America faces constant threats and challenges from abroad. But the greatest danger we face is a loss of confidence in ourselves, a loss of confidence in our national greatness.
Don't let that happen. Heed what he is saying and be that happy warrior, okay? This show can't go without fine sponsors, and we thank them. They include our friends at Schwann's. You tell me about them, and I'm going to talk a little bit about PetroServe and a few others here, Kev. Really appreciate you, though.
Absolutely. SchwannBuickGMC.com. In fact, we're just looking at the website. One thing I love about them, your warranty lasts for a lifetime. Anything you buy there, a lifetime of protection, no extra cost, and they've got some 2020s, some 2021s right now, zero money, 72 months. Free money. SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or call them at 701-214-6372. Great crew.
One of my favorite stories of an advertiser is a fellow over at Dak Diesel that we talk about a lot on the program, CJ. He called the show one time, and I said, what do you do? And he was talking about, he's worked on diesel vehicles for most of his life, and just he loves it. And after he was on, he got a lot of calls from listeners of the show, and all of a sudden he's like, wow, I'm doing some advertising over there on another radio station that's not working. I want to advertise on this show. And now he's hired more help. He's got more people. His shop's expanding, and they're the leading repair and maintenance shop that specializes in diesel vehicles in Bismarck, North Dakota. But they're serving people all over. I mean, they even do house calls. You got a real stumper, they're going to help. Anything diesel, DakDiesel.com to find out more. Just call them today and get in. Get in the queue. 701-258-5011. They have a great product that truckers are using now to get better gas mileage. So ask them about that, too. PetroServe USA, also another example, one of our fine sponsors. And I love telling you about what's for lunch today. Swedish meatballs are fun to talk about. I'm just saying, who doesn't like a Swedish meatball? Valley City or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, that's today's lunch special. Lasagna in Valley City. Chicken fettuccine on 12th Avenue North, PetroServe USA. And the Yulin location of PetroServe USA is Salisbury Steak today. All the stores have two fresh-made cookies. Get one free today. You buy two, you get one free. And, of course, that pet-safe sidewalk salts, $8.99 all month long. Remember that. All of their COVID PPEs, 10% off. They have the gaiters, the masks, the hand sanitizers, head wraps, digital thermometers, all of that. Great place to eat. Every one of the PetroServe USAs, Mandan, farthest on the west. You got, Yulin, and, now they're up there rolling through Fertile. You can get, not Fertile, but just south of Fertile, Ada. A lot of locations throughout Minnesota. Bemidji, they're down at Wahpeton, West Fargo, Fargo, Valley City, you get the idea. Castleton, PetroServe USA, I told them Scott sent you. Okay, let's go back to the phones here, and Tom's a first-time caller, so I'll go to him next. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott?
You got me, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, Biden won't be sworn in as the 46th president. He's going to be sworn in as our first China dictator. Thank you.
I hope not. I hope not, Tom, but there is certainly things to make us worried. We've been wondering where Hunter is. He did show up for the inaugural. He is there. And, of course, he has some sweet business deals. The Chinese are very savvy. They know that money drives many people. They know you get the son in, you get him a business deal, you get these people tied in. Mitch McConnell's family is, especially Elaine Chao's side of it.
Yeah, we'll tie in there.
They got, now we're supposed to know all about it. It's supposed to be disclosed, but China has its grips in Joe Biden in a provable sense, unlike anything we've seen before. And you know the funny part is? We spent the last 4 years hearing about President Trump is controlled by Russia, Russia, Russia. And none of it was proven. You know, because Mike Flynn decided to make a phone call and say, hey, I want to establish a direct line of communications before the presidency, so we hit the ground running. Oh, you can't do that. Obama whispers in his ear, get rid of that guy. You know why Obama whispered in Donald Trump's ear the first time Donald Trump walked in the presidency, White House as president? You want to know why that happened, Kevin?
Yeah. Why the heck?
He told President Trump, President-elect Trump there, now President Obama, right there when they do it a little nicey-nicey, you got to get rid of Flynn. Flynn is trouble. Get rid of Flynn. Why do you think he did that?
Well, because he wasn't on his side.
Because Flynn was a warrior on the CIA, on all, and now Flynn has continued to be a warrior. That's how we know what we know now about China and their role in the machines.
By the way, last caller said Joe Biden will not be sworn in. He's already been sworn in. He's making his speech as we speak. It went off early.
Yeah, usually it's 12
noon
straight up.
It's 12 noon.
It's a lot odd. It went off 6 minutes early. So he has been sworn in.
Yep.
It was during the break or we would have taken it. And I know one thing. He has a bigger Bible than Donald Trump or any president I've seen to date take the oath of office.
Oh, yeah.
The thing looked like a brick house. I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, he's got a bigger Bible, so I hope that means something good. It's a good book. Kim in Bismarck, first-time caller. Very quickly, go ahead. You're next.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I want to encourage your listeners to lobby their legislators to support House Bill 1144 regarding social media censorship.
I've heard about it. We're going to talk about it. Thank you. Ray, quickly, Northern Minnesota, what do you want to encourage us on besides House Bill 1144? Anything?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that Trump is going to run as a patriot. Why 24? Why not run as a senator in 22 just to get him excited?
Patriots versus Steelers. Now, the Steelers aren't in, but we could call it S-T-E-A-L-E-R. God bless you. Got to go.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, and we're in a sauna. We're starting out 2021 doing the radio ads in a sauna. Why are we doing that?
Because it is the number one wellness product on the planet Earth. There's a lot of benefits, including, you know, you sit in a sauna, you boost your immune system, your white blood cells, and that prevents illness. So a lot of good and a lot more good beyond that, but that's just one to talk about.
Your New Year's resolutions come true with a sauna purchase from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.